News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
This is your Monday evening news update on WSAU.com. Investigators have talked with over 40 people about the shooting in the parking lot of a Rothschild bar over the weekend. Rothschild Police Chief Jeremy Hunt says they're not sure what started the altercation outside of PJ's Logjam at about 2:11 a.m. on Sunday.
There was a fight involving a number of individuals, and during that altercation that had taken place, there was a firearm that was discharged.
21-year-old Eugene Higgins and 17-year-old Algeric White were taken into custody for disorderly conduct and obstructing an officer during the investigation at the scene. Chief Hunt did not say if Higgins and White were the two people fighting or if one of them had fired the handgun. Hunt says the 25-year-old man that was shot was injured in the upper thigh. He's expected to be released from Aspirus-Wausau Hospital by this evening. Hunt says they've been communicating with the victim. Anyone with information can call Rothschild Police at 715-359-3879 or the Marathon County Crime Stoppers Anonymous tip line at 877-409-8777. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Minnesota's Al Franken and Ohio's Rob Portman, have introduced the Propane Supply and Security Act. The bill comes in response to last winter's propane shortages and price spikes.
In Wisconsin, we have about a quarter million families that heat their homes with propane and countless businesses to boot. And when this began to unfold, it was very clear that there wasn't really an emergency plan.
Baldwin says a big part of the problem was that federal officials were not told early on there was an issue with supply levels. The bill addresses that by requiring the Energy Information Agency to provide timely, transparent information to allow the government to act earlier if there is an issue. The motorcyclist who died after hitting a bear in northern Wisconsin has been identified as 50-year-old Gary Stevens of Bowler. Langlade County authorities said the mishap occurred yesterday afternoon near Antigo on Highway 64. He was alone on the motorcycle at the time. He was taken to a local hospital before being flown to Wausau, where he later died. Brett Favre will have his number 4 retired in a ceremony next year. Packers president Mark Murphy isn't quite sure when that'll happen just yet.
We'll determine what game we will have that ceremony with Brett and his family in the 2015 season. But I know it's going to be a great moment in Packers history and Lambeau Field history.
Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, some isolated showers early, partial clearing with areas of fog down to 55. For tomorrow, some fog possible early, then partly cloudy and mild, a high of 77. For tomorrow night, mainly clear, a bit of fog, a low of 53. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.